The WillAg 2nd Annual Fall Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois on Tuesday, November 24th. Tickets are $30 per person and include lunch and parking. Thanks to these businesses for their support. Farm Credit Illinois, AgriGold, and ADM. Tickets and details are at willag.org.
Coming up on 8:56 on this Monday, it's time to take a look at the commodity markets. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're seeing a pretty quiet session, which has been a trend here, unfortunately, for quite a few days here as we continue to see grain prices inch kind of sideways here. Although testing's part of the lower end of the range here the last couple sessions, we are seeing mostly lower prices here after the market was trading, at least corn and soybeans trading higher for the most part of the overnight, but things kind of weakening up here as we restarted here at 8:30. December corn at 370 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. March corn at 379 and a half, down 2 1/4. July corn at 391 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. December 16 corn at 398 and a half, that's down 3 cents. November soybeans, which go off the board on Friday, they're trading at 873 and three quarters, up 2 1/2 cents. January soybeans at 867, down 1/4 cent. July soybeans at 878 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. November 16 beans at 876, that's down 3 1/4. The Chicago wheat market is seeing some weakness here, continued after late week weakness last week. December Chicago wheat at 513, down 10 1/4. March wheat at 516 and a half, down 9 cents. July 16 wheat at 522 and a half, down 7 1/2. Now for the Kansas City wheat, December Kansas City wheat at 485, down 5 1/4. March Kansas City wheat at $5 even, down 5 3/4. July wheat at 521 and a half, down 5 1/4. No trade yet of livestock markets here. That'll happen just in a few more minutes. As for news here today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock. Continuing to watch bean inspections as they've been picking up pace here recently. It was just a year ago at this time we started seeing some 100 million bushel weeks out of the bean export inspection. So looking for some better numbers here today. We'll see if that materializes or not. Crop progress out this afternoon, expecting corn and bean harvest to continue to inch along. But for the most part, at least when the trade's concerned, harvest is fairly wrapped up, except there is some stuff still to go in the north and west. A market not considering that too big of a deal right now as the harvest continues to run ahead of average due to the nice weather we've had so far. We did see a couple more announcements this morning. Did see 126,000 tons of beans sold to unknown. USDA also announced 256,000 beans switched from unknown to China. Big news on the horizon here, of course, this week would be the report, which is out tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll see what surprises are in store for that report. Expecting yields to be slightly higher on corn and soybeans. Also continue to watch export demand on corn and soybeans, expecting bean ending stock and corn ending stock to be just slightly higher tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Brian.